Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the mercy of the Almighty Lord be with you upon you all, my dear brothers and sisters. In the name of God, the most merciful, the most compassionate, may the peace of our Lord be on the souls of His messengers, His great leaders that He sent to enlighten us, to save us, to guide us. Be upon Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad. We are still reeling from the tragic event that took place last Friday in Christchurch in New Zealand. At the holiest hour, the holiest day to the Muslims, when people gathered in the house of God, where they find comfort, they find solace and peace. They were preparing themselves, just like now. Now it is a Friday noon in New Zealand, exactly 1 week ago. They did not know that this trip to the mosque will be their last trip. Fathers who left their families, their wives, mothers who left their homes, children as young as 3 years old, who accompanied their families to the mosque to celebrate their unity, to celebrate Friday, to celebrate their faith. They did not know that this is their last trip. These souls were lost. But God says, those martyrs, they die, they may die, but they may not perish. God says in the second chapter of this book, Surah Al-Baqarah, He says, don't say to those who give souls, who give their souls in the way of God, do not call them dead. They don't perish. Their souls are with us. They resurrect the people. They resurrect societies. They resurrect their families. They resurrect the nations. وَلَا تَقُولُ لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ They are still living indeed among us. We may not fathom this. We may not realize it. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ But this is a reality. They resurrect us. They bring us more will, more determination, that we should every day is an opportunity for us either to follow the path of righteousness, path of goodness, path of service, path of love and compassion, or we have the choice of following other paths. Among us tonight is an honorable man who called me 2 days ago. The Most Reverend Bishop Kevin Van, the Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Orange County. He said, I want to come to your community and give my condolences. And he decided to come tonight to be among us. And this is not the first time this honorable man is here. He has been here many times, sometimes in public gatherings, sometimes just him by himself. He would come to the office to show support, to show solidarity, to say that we, the people of faith, we are one. We have one God. We have one destiny in this life. We have one path in this life. We have to put our hands together to protect our societies, our families, our countries, to protect the humanity. Thank you, Bishop Ban. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for being very active, reaching out, not only to his diocese, not only to his parish and his church, not only to the Catholic people in this part of the world. He reaches out to all people, because we, my friends, despite having different religious traditions, we are the children of God. God is our creator. God is our sustainer. God is our provider. God is our shelter. And God is our love. And we will stand before him. This is what we say at every tragedy, at every loss. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We belong to God. We came from God. And definitely to God we are going to go back. So thank you, Bishop Van. Thank you, Father Tram, for being again loyal to the bishop and to us. And Father, my dear Tom Thurkelson, also a very dear of us from the Mormon Church in Orange County. My friends, this event that took place last Friday, March 15th, should serve as a reminder for all of us, or all people, Muslims and non-Muslims. A reminder that we are going through a very dangerous time. We are witnessing a rise in extremism, in Islamophobia, in anti-Semitism, in anti-religion, in bigotry, in racism. There is a rise, not only in America, not only in Europe, it is happening everywhere. Sometimes some extremists use the name of Islam to strike on innocent people, on churches, on synagogues, on schools and hospitals. Sometimes they use the name of Christianity, the name of the church, to strike at others. Sometimes they use the name of the synagogue. They disguise under the name of synagogue. Sometimes Buddhism. It happens. Extremists do not have one nationality. Extremists are not one group. They falsely and wrongly and unjustly subscribe to other religions. They claim that they are the followers of this religion and that religion. But God teaches us that religion is a safe haven. Religion is a shelter. Religion is a comfort. Religion is love. A religion that is based on violence and cruelty is not a religion. It's not a genuine religion. Because God is the source of love. God is the creator of love. Love emanates from God. And therefore, those who kill in the name of any religion, they are not religious. They are disconnected from God. I said last Friday, a few hours after this tragedy, that I feel sorry for the perpetrators of these crimes. For they are lost. They are disconnected from God. And this book tells us, when someone disconnects himself or herself from God, they are lost. This book tells us those who disconnect themselves from God, they are losers. They are the biggest losers. Loss, sometimes you lose your house, sometimes your car, sometimes your money. But that is replaceable. There are insurance companies will take care of you. But if we lose God, no insurance company can substitute for that. God says, if you lose me, you lose yourself too. نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. They forgot God, they abandoned God, therefore they abandoned themselves. They abandoned their humanity. They abandoned the mercy inside them, the love inside them. I feel sorry for them. They are lost. My friends, during the last week, we saw many beautiful things. Yes, the incident was very ugly, was very terrible, was very heart-wrenching. But still, life is beautiful. We feel the presence of God in our communities, in our homes, in our families, in our hearts. Sometimes out of an incident of evil, you see many good things happening. One of the good things that happened after this incident, the people of New Zealand, they became united. They stood with each other. And to be honest with you, I am very proud of the young Prime Minister of New Zealand. What's her name? Do you know her name? I've written her name. Nobody knew her. Two weeks ago, 10 days ago, nobody knew her. Nobody knew her name. Jacinda Ardern. Nobody knew her name. Now she's very popular. Why? Because she showed leadership. She showed that she is the leader of the entire New Zealanders, the entire citizens of that country. Unlike some people in some parts of the world, where he finds himself to be the leader only of the whites, but not the leader of the black, not the leader of the color, not the leader of the poor. She united her nation. She salvaged her nation. I'm proud of her. I'm proud of such leaders who bring unity, solidarity, national solidarity. There is another example north of America, north of our country, in Canada, Justin Trudeau. Another example of unity. Another example of a successful leader who loves all the citizens of his land. He doesn't divide. He always encourages people to be together. He is a Christian, but he's not only for the Christians. He's for all citizens. History shows us that sometimes a leader can build his nation and sometimes another leader can destroy his nation and divide his nation. The main job of a prime minister or a president is to unify the people, is to fight arrogance, is to fight bigotry and racism, is to say that there is no room for racism in my country. I am very proud of Mrs. Ardern for not even mentioning his name in the parliament. She said, I'm not going to give him a credit. We don't celebrate terrorists in our country. She did not even mention his name. She refused. She's a leader. This is leadership. A leader is the one who brings people together. A leader who inspires his citizens that, listen, you have different faiths, different colors, different languages, different cultures, but at the end of the day, you belong to this land. You are the citizens of this land, and we're going to protect all people. This is a leader. My friends, these incidents should not be manipulated, should not be used by some to advance their own personal agendas. I've heard many leaders during the last week. Some of them are using this incident to pit Muslims against Christians, Christians against Muslims. The time where Muslims and Christians were killing each other is over. The Crusades are over. Today, Muslims and Christians, they live in one neighborhood, sometimes in one house. Sometimes in one house, in one family, some members are Muslims and others are Christians. They live like one family. They live in the same neighborhood, in the same street. They are neighbors, they are friends, they are co-workers, they are couples. God could have made us into one religion. God could have created all people Christians. All people Catholics, all people Muslims. He didn't do that. And he wouldn't do that. This is not his job. God says, I have given you, I've sent prophets and messengers and scriptures. I've given you reason. I've given you knowledge. And I've given you freedom of choice. You choose your path. We don't force you to convert. We don't force you to follow a specific path in this life. We want you to work with each other. We want you to discover and to find the beauty with each other. We want you to learn from each other. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha, wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qaba'ila lita'arafu. We made you into tribes and nations and cultures so you recognize each other. You respect each other. There is no room for supremacy. Neither a supremacy of a race, nor a religion, nor a nationality. No room for that. We all belong to God. We have one Father, one Creator. We worship one God. And to that God we're going to go back. My friends, the first thing these religions do, the benefit of Islam and Judaism and Christianity, is that they teach us that we subscribe to one family. There is no superiority or inferiority. Prophets, messengers of God, never preached discrimination. Never. Look into the life of those prophets. Read their life. Read their history. They never excluded any people. They never said, I am only for this group and not that group. In Islam, we call them universal messengers. We have five top universal messengers. Noah is one. Abraham is second. Moses is third. Jesus is fourth. And Muhammad is fifth. They are universals, universal leaders. They came to the black, the white, the red, the poor, the rich, those who are with education, those who are illiterate, those who are powerful, as well as those who are weak. They came to preach God's word to everyone. They never discriminate. They unified the people. This is why they do exist. After thousands of years, you remember Noah. Some of you name your children Noah. Some of them you name your children Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad. Because they came to unify. They brought love, respect. God says, I want you to respect each other. No room for a prejudice. No room for discrimination. This is how we build our societies and our communities. Father, in this mosque, in this small mosque, we have 25 different nationalities. On a Friday, which is tomorrow, Friday noon, about 25 different nationalities, they gather to pray together, to shake hands with each other. 25 different nationalities in this hall, in this place. I call it the miniature of the United Nations. And it's a true United Nations, true unity. And we humble ourselves before God. Our leader, our boss is Allah, is God. This is the essence of religion. And religion is only unity and nothing else. My friends, let me conclude that we learn also from this experience that we, the fathers and the mothers, we have a responsibility of teaching our children, teaching them to respect other religions, respect other schools of thought, respect other religious traditions, even if they don't subscribe to other traditions, they still have to respect them. Because in this life, there is enough room for everyone to join. God made this land spacious, so we don't exclude anyone. We don't throw anyone away. We welcome people. We welcome them with open hearts, open borders, open arms. We welcome them into our homes, into our life. When we look at others as being, as Imam Ali beautifully says, all humanity falls into two categories, into two groups. النَّاسُ صِنْفَانْ إِمَّا أَخٌ لَكَ فِي الدِّينِ أَوْ نَظِيرٌ لَكَ فِي الْخَلْقِ. The entire humanity falls into two groups. Either group number one, they are similar like you in religion. They embrace the same religion that you embrace. If not, then they are your equal in a creation. They are your equal in a creation. نَظِيرٌ لَكَ فِي الْخَلْقِ. Equal in a creation. So there is no room for superiority and inferiority. People are equal. This is how we have to treat people. Once we treat them as equals, then we will see love. We will embrace each other. We are not going to fight. We are not going to exclude and marginalize anyone. This is one of the most important principles of our creed, our religion. I will leave the podium now to our dearest Bishop Van. We thank him for taking the time. He's a very busy man. He also travels to Vietnam, to other places. He's going to, can I share this secret with my congregation? He's celebrating his 68th birthday in May. May or April? May. So we say happy birthday to him from now. Yeah. Those are your brothers and your sisters. So they welcome you. They are very proud that you came during these difficult times. You know, I have many messages of Bishop Van on my iPhone. You know how many times he leaves me messages at the time of a crisis? Whenever there is any incident against the Muslims, anywhere, not just in America, anywhere, he will say, I'm holding you and your community in my heart, in my prayers. We are very thankful to you. It means a lot, Father. It means a lot when it comes from a good man like you. So, happy birthday to you, and we welcome him, and we would listen him to him. He will share his words of wisdom with us. Please, Father Van.